The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yeah, so Anthony A. broke my hand.
Oh.
Well, sort of. Let's talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, who is currently flying in the air right now from China back to the good old USA.
And I go by Anthony A., the man who learned that no good deed goes unpunished. I think, is that what the saying is?
That's the saying. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
I tried to hold the door open for Dana yesterday, and the door I was trying to hold open was not built like our studio doors. Our studio doors are kind of heavy.
They're very heavy, and the other door is very light and swingy.
And when I went back, you know, I was walking through, and we weren't really passing at a moment where I had to hold the door open for you. I was like, you know what? Let me be a good person, circle back. And I walked back to hold that door open.
Yeah.
And the moment I let it go, I heard like two thuds.
That was my hand.
Oh, my God.
It hit my hand. Then it went back and hit my hand. And it was like, I could do not to scream because I still have like a golf ball in my hand. Do you see that?
Yeah, dude. I still feel bad.
You're red right now.
Yeah, right now because I really thought I was helping the situation. I was like, man, look at me, just being a nice person.
Being a gentleman,
this is why I don't, you know what? Chivalry is not dead, it's just clumsy. That's why, dude. I was like, oh my God. I should have just walked through, just not even paid attention like I was normally going to do.
Well, you know, and I couldn't move my hand. I couldn't hold the keys. I couldn't do anything. It took me a while to get in the elevator. And then later I was working out. I was like, what's wrong? Why can't I hold the weight? And I looked, I was like, oh my gosh, this huge knot. But I appreciate that. I understand exactly what you're saying too, because this morning I got up super early.
Uh-huh.
We have our new guy here. Producer Jack is joining the team. And so I was like, oh, I'm gonna get to work early today. And fed the cat early. Everything's going well. And then I drop my Yeti. Do you know how big this Yeti? My Yeti is
huge.
The, I don't know how many ounces.
At least like a 24-ounce Yeti.
I think it's the 40-ounce. I'm not even, it's the giant Yeti. Here, listen. That's the Yeti, okay?
Oh.
I dropped it. And although it's got a lid on it, a little bit went all over the TV cabinet.
Not a little
Then
leakage.
All over the floor. Ooh. Then all over my pants. Then it's on the wall. And at this point, I'm starting to have a meltdown. And then I said to myself, calm down. Pick the Yeti up. Go grab a towel.
With your broken hand.
Literally, with the left hand, I'm like, okay, I cleaned everything up. You know what I was trying to do? Something nice for the cat. I was trying to close the shades for him.
Oh. No.
So Lord Oliver Cromwell wouldn't be all in the light. He could sleep. And see, doing something nice. No good deed goes unpunished.
And now you got to walk around smelling like coffee all day.
Man, I didn't even have time to change. I have cafecito all over my warm-ups, my sweatpants. I'm like, oh my gosh, I look crazy.
Ooh, but that part about it gets me when it's like, because it's like awkwardly sticky.
Totally.
And I hate being sticky in awkward places.
The only thing I can think of, and I know I'm not the only one, can I get this coffee stain out? Will I be able to wear these again? I need to put, because I can't put the cheap soap from the bathroom on.
No, you can't do that at all. And it's, coffee sometimes can outlast, no shade towards them, a Tide stick.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to take a Tide stick to some coffee. Sometimes it doesn't do it.
No, you know what works? Dawn.
Dawn?
Dawn dish soap pretty much takes out anything. I use it to clean the house. Dawn with vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any of that with me right now, though. Smelling like a pickle here in the studio. Happy Monday. Yeah.
Today's one of them days where you go home, go to work. Go home and stay inside. Don't do anything else.
I feel like that might be the thing. Yeah. And I'm going to work out later, but then I'll be like, my hand hurts. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We're skipping the vegetables. It's National Dessert Day.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Mm. Favorite dessert. You can only have one for the rest of your life, Anthony A.
I'm going to have to go with cherry cheesecake.
Cherry cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one for now.
I know Otto would do chocolate cake. I know him. God, so boring. I would do burnt brownies.
Burnt brownies?
I made a pan of brownies this past weekend. Ooh. Ate them all by myself, honey. Every single one of them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to tell you a story of one of our listeners who sent me a message on Instagram. She found out that her man was talking to somebody else. Okay, she didn't even need a down in the DM. She knew it, and she waited, and she planned, and she told no one, and then she left. And he was so shocked. We've been talking about it a little bit online, and I thought I'd bring it to the radio because I know I've done it. I've plotted and schemed and left a relationship. Thank goodness, married here to Otto. But we do have a woman online who says she did the exact same thing. Miss Cynthia, tell us the story.
So my story is I was a little savage in it, but...
Okay, girl,
I'll explain a savage story.
Let's do it.
I'll explain what I did. So I was married for about 8 years, and we had two beautiful children, which our children are the best blessing that I did get out of it. Mm-hmm. He traveled a lot for work, and I knew something was up because every time he goes to traveling, he would be mad when he was out of town. Then he would come home and be mad when he was in town. So I was like, something's up. Getting married, I told him I wanted a big family. He was like, I'm done after two. So that was another clue.
Yeah.
That was another clue. I took him to get a vasectomy. I was like, yeah, let's go. Took him. He got his vasectomy. And
good thinking,
then,
by the way. Good thinking.
Yep. So then he was like, I want to get married through church. And I was like, well, he surprised me for my birthday, took me to Cancun. And he was like, hey, I want to renew our vows. And I said, you know what? I'm sorry, but I want a divorce. And I left him in Cancun.
So you knew he was seeing somebody else. You knew all of this was a facade.
I knew it.
Gosh.
I knew it. He got his vasectomy, can't have kids no more. And you know what? He remarried. Remarried. And he's cheating on his wife.
Of course he is, Cynthia. Of course he is.
Guess what? Hey, funny story. My attorney had to get discovery for his financials.
Yes.
And he was making payments to the sexy nun every month.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This guy. Yes. This guy.
It was on his discovery.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world? Okay, Cynthia, where is he now? Does he pay child support?
Oh, we got an increase recently.
There
he
you
was
go.
Paying.
There you go.
Yeah. He was. So when I left, I was done. I said, you know what? Let him have it all.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm taking my babies, gave him everything. I didn't care. We owned a business. He's doing very successful with the business.
Yeah.
And he was only paying like $725. Now he's got to pay $2,100 a month.
That's what you get. You
and
get
I'm
what you
like,
get
yes.
and you don't throw a fit, you know? Mm. Okay, look, Cynthia.
No.
Let me tell you something right now. I love every part of the story. I'm laughing and I have a smile on my face. But the best part is that you said, thankfully for him, I got my kids. That's how I feel.
Yes.
Like, I went through a lot. It was no good. But I wouldn't have my daughter. So I'm down. I'm like, yay, I'm glad it happened.
At least you left them in Cancun. My ex left me in El Paso. So.
Dude, hey. And I got a tattoo that has the date I left him, which was my birthday.
Now, that's a savage story right there. Cynthia, thank you for sharing it. We love you. Call back anytime, girl. Bye.
Oh, and then I was going to tell y'all one more thing.
What?
I'm happily married.
Oh, it's a comeback
happily
story.
Happily married.
Whoa, let's go.
Now, are you planning on having any more kids or are you done?
So I ended up having two more with my new spouse. And he has two wonderful kids with his ex-wife.
Look at you.
And we may be having one more next
Look
year.
Look at you getting the big family that you spoke into existence. Gosh, what a great story, Cynthia. Thank you. We love you. You better call back more often,
you.
Savage. Bye.
We will. Thanks. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So earlier I asked if you recognize this.
Unlimited.
Oh, come on. The phones literally blew up. 877-730-DCS1. Hello, who is this? And do you know what that's from?
Hi, it's Alice, the Wizard of Oz.
Wicked.
There it is.
Wicked.
Hello.
I mean,
hello.
Yeah, it's the Wizard of Oz.
Wicked.
Yes, Wicked.
Yeah, somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, yes. So it's Unlimited by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. I mean, Wicked is a spin of the Wizard of Oz, the original. There's books. Obviously, we have the Broadway play of Wicked, and the Broadway play just was so big that they decided to make a movie out of it. Have you seen Wicked?
No, actually, I haven't. That's like one of my deals that I need to do, but it's always something happening, but yeah. And I think now another one's coming up, because I think I'm just going to just watch them back to back.
Wicked, the movie, is a classic. It is like The Wizard of Oz. When you watch it, you'll want to watch it every year. You'll want your children to watch it. It will become a tradition in your household. And yes, the movie is coming. Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, you have a good one.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
My name's Linda.
Linda, did you recognize that song?
I want to say it's from Wicked.
That's right. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. Such a great movie. Have you seen the movie yet?
Yes, yes, I have.
Don't you feel like it's a classic?
Oh, yes, yes. I love everything. Actually, like, I come from seeing The Wizard of Oz, you know, when I was a kid. And so I love everything that has to do with it.
I'm so glad you said that, because yes. I just told our first caller that I feel like it will become a tradition in households. It's that good. Like The Wizard yes. of Oz, that you'll want to watch it with your kids. You'll want your grandchildren yes. one day, hopefully, will be able to watch it and all of that. And Wicked for Good, you know that movie is coming too.
Yes, yes, I do know. Yeah, I'm prepared for it. They're classics.
They are. Thank you so much for listening and calling. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And the reason we're talking about this is because Stanley has teamed up with Wicked for Good, you know, the new movie, and they're coming in hot with a new drop. Wicked for Good, the Stanley Cup, is hitting Target this month on the 26th. Let's get in line now, because you know, there will be a line, first of all, Target for this. And I saw the colors. They're magical. You know, Otto has the Starbucks Wicked Cup.
I did not know that.
Well, our daughter, Ava Maddox.
For some reason, he doesn't tell the boys that he has a Starbucks Wicked Cup.
Okay, loves to sip his cafecito in his Starbucks Wicked Cup and cross his legs. Honey.
Okay, all right.
Honey, come on.
Let me find out.
So our daughter, Ava Maddox, her boyfriend, Dylan, his sister gifted Ava Maddox the cup, and Otto took over the cup. I was like, what? So he has that one, but the drop that's going to happen, I think, is going to be one of the biggest, because Wicked, to me, like, obviously you could hear my excitement, Anthony, with everybody talking about the movie. It's the one movie that our daughter will sit down and say, Dad, Mom, sit with me, and we all watch together.
It's a theater classic. It's just a classic movie, period. And Ariana Grande deserves it. Is this her biggest hit of her career?
It could be, because you think about, she started out as an actress. This was years ago on Nickelodeon. We used to watch her on Victorious and then Sam and Cat. And then she became a singer, but probably best known for singing, right? That's when she just became a household name. Transitioning from that to actress, probably one of the hardest things ever. The fact that so many people are looking forward to Wicked for Good. This is the trailer.
It's the Wicked Witch.
You can wave that wand all you want, but you have no real power.
I'm a public figure now. People expect me to fly. Be encouraging.
You can't resist this.
Who could?
I just can't wait for this movie.
It's going to be a monumental moment.
I got chills watching it, and I'm reminded of the time that, I think it was the Oscars, Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba, is performing, and then Ariana Grande joins her. Obviously, she plays Glinda, and it was just a moment. And then when Ariana comes and you just hear this, there's chills.
Dreams the way we planned on. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Just you and I, defy gravity. With you and I, defying gravity. They'll never bring us down.
Tell me you don't have chills right now.
I got the tingles when they...
You got the tingles.
When they hit the hook, yeah.
They were robbed. I really think so. And also, you know, you said something about Ariana Grande, like how great she was, and she was meant for this role. No, she played it well, and she's a great actress, and that's what she's trying to do now, is transition from singer to actress. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is not an easy feat. One of my favorite people to ever have a conversation with, Ms. Beyonce. Has she mastered it, though? No, it has not been done. When we had a conversation with her, I asked her, where are you going to be in 10 years? She wanted that Oscar, and she hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, but she still has plenty of time.
Best to go from singer to actress, though, has to be Lady Gaga, hands down. Nobody can touch what she's done.
She is amazing. And she's like, what was the Bradley Cooper movie?
Oh, A Star Is Born.
That she was so good.
Autumn, we didn't even want to watch the movie, and somebody said, just watch it. And you and I were like, oh my, we've watched it twice.
It made me more of a Lady Gaga fan, for sure.
She's just such an incredible artist.
Do you know what? Since we're going to shout out some people that made the jump from singer to actor, let's not forget Mark Wahlberg. A.K.A. Marky Mark.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and there's an old movie. I think it's called The Sixth Sense.
Donnie Wahlberg.
No,
that's his brother.
Both of them. Yeah, but you're talking about 90s. I don't even know if anybody remembers.
I just always think of Mark Wahlberg because when I was really little, he had that one hit song. God, what was it called? And then
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I don't remember either. Exactly. Who remembers the name of that song?
Gosh.
I can hear it in my head, and I don't know what it is. Okay, we have a call coming in. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, what is the name of that song? I cannot remember.
Talk about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, right?
Miss Jennifer, thank
you. Yes, what was the name of the song?
What was the song?
Good Vibration.
Yeah!
There we go.
There you go. I could not remember the song, girl. I was like, what? I said, somebody listening. Did you used to dance to that song?
I sure did.
She was doing the Running Man in the living room.
Yeah, you know it.
Jennifer, thank you so much for calling and listening. We love you. Call back anytime. You saved
You're
me,
welcome.
Girl. Bye. So the Stanley Cup this month on the 26th, Wicked for Good, November 21st. Man, that is going to be so amazing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can be a baby namer consultant. Yes, that's a real job. And make $30,000 each name.
What?
Every baby name that you help a couple pick, they will pay you up to $30,000 for. And here's why. There is power in a name. What you name your child will have an effect on their success later in life. And so rich folks understand that, and they pay baby consultants to name their children.
I guess that
it's
makes
a work
sense.
From home job that everybody wants.
That's like, what happens though if, like, you know, you pick a little Ricardo and little Ricardo ends up not living up to the potential?
Yeah, what if he flops? Do you get your money back? Is there a money back guarantee?
20 years later, how do you even know? So Taylor Humphrey is a baby naming consultant, and she does this for many, many wealthy couples. She's been doing it now for over 8 years. And by the way, her name was just picked from an 80s soap opera star. So I'm like, why are we paying you, lady? Nobody consulted to pick your name. It was easy for us to pick Ava Maddox's name. Her name is Ava Marie.
Well, oh, then that kind of happens, like, because everyone goes to, like, spells. Like, Ava, I know a lot of friends who have daughters named Ava and Olivia.
Okay.
And then I know the classic growing up, like, if you're from the 90s or 2000s, you know that a lot of Latina women have the middle name Marie.
Marie, is it? So this is different. So I liked that name. I also liked Olive and I think Francesca.
I was not going to go with Olive.
Yeah, so no Otto didn't like Olive, but we were on the radio. This was years ago. And we asked people to choose between Olive, Francesca, and Ava Marie. And Ava Marie won. I was like, I still wasn't sold. But my mother-in-law, Mama Maddox, is real Catholic. She is Mas Católica. And okay. She's like, oh, Ave Maria, that's the name. So I was like, Ave you know Maria. What? Ave Maria, okay.
She started singing me the song, and I was sold on it after that. I was like, that's going to be her name. And now every kid's name is Ava.
Oh, come on, automatic. Anyway, so Beyonce actually covered Ave Maria. She sang it in Spanish.
That would have been enough to steal the deal for me right there.
For me, my name is Dana. This is so embarrassing to even say, but my aunt had my mom pick Dana because she said it didn't sound Hispanic.
Oh, that's, well, so a lot sad. Of that goes into it, too. A lot of that goes in.
Yeah.
My uncle, well, my grandpa was named Frank, and then he gave my uncles and my mom really American names for that exact same reason. My mom's name is Doris. I have Uncle Leroy, John.
Just to stay
and
away.
Steve.
No, because there was such a stigma around, like, Guadalupe and mm-hmm. Maria, names like that. How did you get your name, Otto? Because I know it's a weird. Your name isn't automatic, it's Merritt.
No, my real name is Merritt. And the way I got it was my great grandfather was born in a. Their parents were farmers. They're immigrants. They're working the fields. And she went into labor, and a man with the last name Merritt delivered him on the field. And so there's a bunch of people in my family that are named Merritt.
Okay, hold on. Farmer Merritt delivered your great grandfather or whatever?
No, it was just the way they told me the story was like this man appeared out of nowhere and he helped deliver your great grandfather and his last name was Merritt. What? So we named him Merritt. His
oh, man.
Conflict. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Your mom really is Catholic. Dana wasn't lying. A man appeared. I love it.
A man appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah. So
surprise,
that's how
your
I got
name
my
isn't
name.
Jesus.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.